And we now turn to Dr. Derek Jackson, Kansas State University's Assistant Vice President, Student Life Director of Housing and Dining Services. Had the opportunity to listen to a presentation by you at the most recent intergovernmental meeting and learned a lot. Yeah. And I've been around the block a little bit here. I had a lot of things I did not know. And it was such an interesting session. I said, hey, we need to get you on the program and let other people become educated.
Yeah, it's a lot of times students are part of the community, but you don't really understand what's going on around them. And I think having an opportunity to talk about the K-State successes that we've been having, and especially inside the building. I know I was telling you earlier this last week is that the Weefald Residence Hall was going up, and it's very prominent on Denison Avenue. And countless and countless people just kept asking, oh, is it going to be done? Is it going to be done? Because they're watching the progress and the building of that building. It's very large, and it was definitely a test, but inside the building is where all the magic happens.
And it was a challenge, but you got it done.
Yeah, this is a growing community. And K-State's done a tremendous amount of projects as well as the community growth. And labor and getting people skill sets into this community is a challenge. And I know our contractor dealt with, we had 500 people working on the site the last couple of months of the job, which you think 500 people come into this community, because most of them weren't from Manhattan. Many of them were transplants in, and it was a test.
And there's a lot of money involved.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the total project is an $80 million project, and that includes all the soft costs, the testing and fees and such like that. But it's a very large project, a large debt that's being paid for by the students that live there. This is not a tax dollar project. This is not a community-funded project. This is not tuition dollars. This is just the rents that support all of our operations. So it's really a self-provided, funded project.
And as you say, although you can kind of see the exterior, I don't know if people realize, of course, Kramer, you're talking 60,000 square feet.
Yeah,
so kitchen and all kinds of preparation space.
You know, we needed, about 7 years ago, we started talking about needing to update our dining program. We've known that for a while. Both of our big dining centers are 60 years old, or actually older. Kramer's our oldest, and Derby's the next one. And so, we started looking at that, and we knew we needed to address the infrastructure of the building, very quality food production, but not necessarily in the style and service that's the future. And so started talking about that, and so we were planning to build a dining center first, and we thought we need the beds too, as we started running into occupancy issues and challenges with the growth of the university. So we decided to build the residence hall on top of the dining center. It creates this large 60,000 square foot, more than almost two acres of space on the ground floor. And this is there's some grade change. So Denison Avenue is really the second floor, and it goes underground basically, which is really not underground when it gets back into the dining center, but really great space with high ceilings and lots of volume.
And Weefald double that amount of space.
Exactly. Well, Weefald is about 120,000 square foot residence hall on top of a 60,000 square foot dining center. So this is a 200,000 square foot plus project. And then if you add in the renovations of the old dining center, because we basically wrapped this new building around the old dining center, maintaining operation during construction. So we're feeding 1,400 students every meal period continuously throughout this project while this building was being built around it, which was a real test. So this is a several hundred thousand square foot project.
And, we talk about dining. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And people, I found it very interesting at the intergovernmental meeting because I just assumed it was like the olden days,
right,
when I used to, live in a dorm and you go through with a tray and you don't do it quite the same anymore.
No, this is a very sophisticated, food-sensitive and aware client. When our students come from around the world, come from a campus, come to campus looking for expectations that old-style food service isn't expected anymore. And, it's really transformational. So we have I think, 11 different platforms that serve things from sushi to Southwest to your classics with, chicken fried steak and chicken tenders and lasagna and things like that, to oven-baked pizza, wood-fired pizza.
Making me hungry.
It's really good food. It's scary to kind of get around and you just have to have some restraint, which that's hard. We try to educate our students about the choices they make. One of the design features, if you come, and I really welcome the public, this is a public place. The public can walk up to our front door and walk in and pay a retail price that's very comparable to, a great price point for all you care to eat in this environment. So we want our students to make good choices. And one of the features that we did is as they walk in the main entrance, we have a very, very large salad bar. It's the first thing they walk past because we want them to see healthy food first. And then the things that are less healthy for you are deeper into the experience. And so you go find the fries and burgers and those kind of things. They're further away. So you may have to walk a little bit to find some of your favorites.
Well, we focused a lot on Weefald and Kramer. I know there's so much more involved in what you do. And, you know, kind of share with us the other things that are going on that way too.
You know, yeah, that's just one element of our operation. I mean, that did add a lot of additional space, 540 beds. But we are still doing renovations in Jardine, the apartment community. We have about 1,500 students running from undergraduates to married and family graduate students, non-traditional students. And we're renovating. We built new buildings out there, 17 new buildings in the last 8 years, as well as the older buildings that were built at 58 to 62, those old post-war traditional married family housing. We've been going back through and renovating the interiors. And then on many of them, we've now done five heavy renovations to change the outward appearance, change the roof lines, give a different feel and approach to it. And we do this while maintaining the price points for those students that live there. So that way, if you're a traditional grad student or a family, which you don't necessarily have a lot of discretionary income, we try to keep those prices low for that audience.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It's now about 9:45. Lots more to talk about. And again, phone lines, as always, are open, 537-1350 or toll-free, 866-776-1350. Dr. Derek Jackson with us today, Director of Housing and Dining Services, Kansas State University. And you're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668, online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better